It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. A new festival of solo performances is underway at the Greenhouse Theater Center in Lincoln Park. The 12-play festival, or the Solo Celebration, opens with an off-Broadway hit. Motherstruck is a solo show from Stacey Ann Chin. The show is Chin's exploration of motherhood as a single woman, lesbian, and activist. Chin is a New York-based actress via Jamaica, somewhere in there. We'll get to that.
Roundabout,
somewhere in there. Actress, writer, poet, activist. She's won several awards for her work, including the 2007 Power of the Voice Award from the Human Rights Campaign, the 2008 Safe Haven Award from Immigration Equality, and the 2009 New York State Senate Award. Probably not too many actors that are getting those kind of awards, but you are. She's also the author of The Other Side of Paradise, a memoir. Also joining us, Jacob Harvey. He's the artistic director at Greenhouse Theater Center. Thanks to both for being here. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's talk about this festival. Jacob, why don't I start with you? So putting this together, this solo celebration, why'd you put it together?
Well, we at the Greenhouse are launching a producing side of our organization. The Greenhouse has been around as a rental facility, and we house a lot of Chicago's prominent theater companies. And we decided to focus on solo work for a few reasons. One, it's giving a voice to a form that isn't being celebrated enough, in our opinion. And the relationship between the performer and writer and the audience is very different than you would see in a two-hander play or a 10-person play. You really are engaged in conversation with the artist on stage, and you really get to envelop into their world and go on their whirlwind stories, whatever they happen to be.
Stacey Ann, let's bring you in. Why perform solo your story? Why not write a play? Why not bring in actors together and put an ensemble on stage?
Well, some might say, you know, we're just self-involved. There's always that
right.
we have to kind of start
I
with.
Do my own talk show every night.
I know what that is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you know exactly where I'm coming from. But I think I'm not talented enough to make up stories. And I'm also lucky enough to have a combination of traumatic and dramatic and interesting things happen to me my whole life. Mm-hmm. So it kind of seemed like a natural outgrowth. And I've always been like a loudmouth and a rabble rouser. So it just all folded into theater.
Well, I mean, what comes first for you, poetry or theater?
I don't know. You know, I think my poetry is rather theatrical, and I think definitely my theater work is largely poetic. But I think before anything else happened, I'm an activist. You know, I have an agenda. I'm not sneaking up on you without letting you know that I want to make the world better. I want to change the world for the better. I want the world to be a little different from when I walked in. I want it to be better. I want things like what happened in Orlando this week not to ever happen. And I want to be a part of that conversation. I want to be a part of that voice that eradicates that kind of prejudice and discrimination and hate. Mm-hmm. So I come at it with, I keep telling people I'm gunning for a new utopia.
That's a good thing to gun for, right?
Like, absolutely. You know, rather than all the other things we're gunning for.
Jacob, let me ask you, what in your mind, putting this together, you bring Stacey Ann, who's a tremendous talent, has, you know, had such success off Broadway in New York City and so many other places, Broadway included. Talk about what's the selection process to get these solo performances on stage at the Greenhouse?
Well, we went through a couple different forms of curation. We did have an open submission process where we opened the doors for artists from all over the country and even, you know, different parts of the world to submit their work to us. We had over 350 submissions come to us.
Really?
Yeah. We did.
That's a lot of submissions, yeah.
We did. But I will say this. I accepted my new post at the Greenhouse the 4th of January of this last year. And a few weeks later, I found myself in New York, where I had moved from Chicago. And I heard about Motherstruck, and I wanted to go see it. And I was familiar with Stacey Ann and her work. And I went into that show saying, man, wouldn't it be cool if I could bring Stacey Ann Chin to Chicago? What a wild idea. What a wild dream that could be. And I brought a good friend of mine with me to the show. And as soon as the final breath was taken and the last words were spoken and the audience rose to their feet, we were walking out of the theater and I looked at him and I said, I have to bring this to Chicago. It became important. It's a story that I connected with deeply. And many people will. I think it's an important story to hear. The journey, everybody's journey to motherhood is different. And more importantly than that, the idea of following and chasing your dreams and not letting life and the craziness that comes with chasing your dreams stand in your way and being vigilant to obtain what you want.
He really hit on it, the word journey. I mean, this is that's really what this is about. Your show, everything. I mean, putting yourself on stage. I mean, really opening yourself up and talking about your journey, what you're going through as a woman, as a single woman, as a lesbian, to want to become a mother.
One of the most interesting things that happened throughout this journey is, you know, I thought to myself, you know, all this kind of radical left wing rabble rousing that I did before I became a mother. I thought to myself, I know that my politics are fringe and, you know, they don't necessarily represent the large swath of the mainstream. And then I became a mom and all of a sudden it was very my experience was very mainstream. My work was very mainstream. Like the concerns I had were very mainstream about where to put my kid for school. There's this amazing kind of like, I thought I would just be in the mother club now. And then I, after I told this story, it became apparent that the story of parenthood is not just for mothers, but, you know, I was abandoned by my mother when I was a child, you know, and all these ways that we come to parenthood informs the way we parent, informs how we think about parenting, informs how we go after the dream of parenting or not. Like it was just a very weird thing. I have like straight white men, old straight white men walking up going like, you were telling my story. I remember. And I was like, how does that make your story? But it is the universality of the story of how we become other people, how we continue our lives, how we move legacy, how we've been thought about as people or socialized into being people, and how we socialize other people into being people.
Is it hard for you as a poet? You're open with your poetry, but is it hard to be able to take those stories that you've told and put them on stage and open yourself up to an audience in this sort of solo telling way that you're doing it, where you're just one-on-one with an audience sharing, you know, all your private details?
I find that audiences largely, when you are vulnerable, that audience is in turn vulnerable with you. And it becomes a kind of symbiotic dance that you do with an audience. I mean, if you do theater right, it doesn't become you performing, but it becomes a collaborative process, a kind of exchange of emotional fluid, so to speak, with your audience. You know, I make sense of this performance process by like listening to people gasp and knowing that, oh, this woman who's sitting at the edge of this chair has had an experience that's similar. So I can see it in her eyes or in the way she moves her body. I, as a solo performer, I think one of the most amazing experiences is to perform for an hour or so in front of an audience and be completely connected to them, because if you disconnect, it doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
There's no counter player who you're going to throw a line to, and that person's going to throw you back.
Yeah, you play off ensemble in theater. You play, and sometimes the audience is there to just observe.
In the solo work, the audience becomes the ensemble.
You're paying attention to the audience.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I can't not. You know, the minute you lose them, it's like we're like on two different planets. And the only way the piece works is if you are directly connected to the audience and if they are also plugged into you. Like, you have to carry bits of them. You have to leave bits of yourself with them, which is why you become this strange kind of like new animal at the end of the performance.
Stacey Ann Chin is the woman behind Motherstruck, which is a part of the solo celebration, which is at the Greenhouse Theater Center at 2257 North Clark Street. It started this, you kind of did previews this weekend, but and press is coming up here, but it runs till July 17th, right?
This production of Motherstruck runs till July 17th. The whole solo celebration runs all the way until February.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we will continue our conversation and get a little bit of the poetry that Stacey Ann read tonight at the vigil at the center on Halsted Street for the victims in Orlando. We were just talking about the vigils that were happening. You were at the vigil on Halsted Street that we were just having a conversation with Art about. We'll continue our conversation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Jacob Harvey, Stacey Ann Chin, thanks for being here. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. I got a couple great guests in studio. Stacey Ann Chin's performance called Motherstruck is on stage at the Greenhouse Theater Center as part of the Solo Celebration Festival. I guess you call it a festival. I guess it's a celebration.
It is. Celebration. Solo work of all forms.
Jacob Harvey's also here as the artistic director. What else do we have in the solo celebration that we should know about?
Well, most immediately this week, we open Stacey Ann's play Motherstruck on Tuesday tomorrow. And on Thursday, we are opening a new play, a world premiere called The Way She Spoke. It's written by Isaac Gomez. It's starring Karin Rodriguez. And it explores missing women in Ciudad Juarez who inexplicably disappear, and Isaac went to Juarez and conducted some interviews with the folks there and put it together in the solo piece. Very important piece, a very important story that must be told. So we're happy to put it on stage.
Okay. Stacey Ann, tonight you were part of the vigil at the center on Halsted that was put together for the victims of the Orlando shooting. It was a big deal here in Chicago. Yesterday they had a tremendous vigil. They doubled it. The mayor was there tonight. Talk about why it was important for you to be there, being from New York City and not here in Chicago.
Well, New York City, I mean, there's a line from the play where it says, this is New York City, the place where if you throw one rock into a crowd, you hit seven lesbians. And, you know, I left Jamaica because, a poem I wrote today will explain that. But yesterday I tweeted, I'm in Chicago and need to be with folks who are mourning the senseless violence against our community. How do we make this happen? And I think you guys wrote to me today and said, they're having a vigil. Do you want to do a poem? So
yeah.
It's almost as if, you know, I shot the question out and the answer came to me immediately.
So you today wrote a poem that you performed at the vigil just last hour.
Yes, at I think about 5 o'clock I finally, because I was scribbling all day and like writing notes and couldn't get it together. And my daughter, Zuri, wouldn't leave me alone because she wanted me to color and like sing or do whatever four-year-olds
right.
do. And I finally kind of like grabbed onto something at about 5:30. So when Jacob was calling to say like we're on our way, I was like, oh God, yes, I'm ready. I'm not showered. I'm not in the middle of like the second verse. But great, come over. And so when he got there and he said yes, I hit print and went downstairs.
So
and,
can we hear it?
Yes, I mean like, you know, forgive me for the clumsy phrasing.
No, Stacey Ann Chin, poet, performer, actress, activist. She's the woman behind Motherstruck, which is at the Solo Celebration, which Motherstruck was a huge hit, off-Broadway hit here in New York City. It's going to be here at the Solo Celebration. Here's a poem that she wrote for the vigil tonight.
A poem in solidarity with those grieving in Orlando. In 1997, I came to the shores of these United States of America because it wasn't safe for me to live as an out lesbian in my own country, Jamaica. I remember landing alone, uncertain in New York City. Within weeks, I fell sure into the arms of other feminists, other activists, other LGBT people who believed in a global fight for freedom. It was here in this country I learned to use my words, my voice, to speak out against bigotry and prejudice and injustice and discrimination wherever it happens, whenever it happens, to whomever it happens. I can hardly believe it's been 20 years. So much has happened in the wake of our collective struggle. LGBT people in more and more countries can now marry the love of our choosing. We can openly hold public office, hold hands, adopt children. We are more secure in our jobs. Many of us are completely accepted by our communities. So effective has been our march towards progress. So steady has been our faith in the power of change that we were just slightly amused when the radical right began its new wave of shenanigans in Mississippi and North Carolina and Tennessee. We were certain that good sense would prevail in America. We were sure the world was changing and we knew we would eventually win. Gun violence has never been part and parcel of the LGBT agenda. Semi-automatic weapons were never ours to argue. Even after our president begged the nation 13 times, after 13 mass shootings, after he begged us to address the issue of gun control as a group, it never became our fight. But when the unthinkable news of this lone gunman's actions rippled across the airways, when it happened to us, this 14th shooting since 2008, when almost 50 of us became the target of one such weapon, we were shaken from our complacency, jolted from our rooted reverie, shocked to watch the deliberate marching back of progress. After 20 years of safety, my lesbian body is awake to the terror of what my black body, my woman body, my immigrant body has always known. These barbaric ideologies are only getting bolder and bolder, spreading like a disease by the proverbial hour. As a whole person now, I have never been more aware of how race and class and religion and sexuality and hate and hate and hate can converge into some bizarre concoction of violence and rage and prejudice and the vulnerable target of an unsuspecting crowd. These young men in this dance club in Orlando, were simply looking for the space to love and live and be safe and be celebrated inside the borders of the country whose history whispers the tradition, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. We are all just yearning to breathe free in public, in private. I have always wanted to follow my own heart. I imagine that's what they wanted to be true to all the drums beating human inside their chests. Their deaths will always be remembered as senseless in the horror of their quieted breaths. Let us begin the celebration of their lives by acknowledging that words are never enough to tell the story of anybody's death. Always, there is always more to say about the departed. These young people whose lives will eventually become fodder for political rallies and ideological arguments. These bodies laying still, not dancing, not smiling, will join the two long lists of victims of mass shootings that happen in America. Too often, these shootings happen in America, and the most vulnerable among us always pay the greatest price. The rest of us left to ask the question again and again and again, where does healing begin? In the face of 49 lives snuffed out, how do we make sense of such a senseless thing? The answer is what it has always been. The answer is what it always is. We pick up the pieces of each other. As always, we find each other and we continue to find love. Against the odds, we revel in the unfaltering ability to be human. We heal. We hold each other in sorrow. We weep and we smile and celebrate the fact of our own breathing. If there was ever a year to wave your flag, this is it. If there was ever a year to wave your flag, this is it. This is a good year to celebrate pride. Even if you have been so over it, even if you haven't done it in ages, this is a good year to be out, to be proud, to be unafraid. Courage is the cornerstone of every mark of progress. And our community has always been committed to progress. Today is no different from yesterday. Today and tomorrow, all through this month of June, all through the years we have left to live, I dare you to find your brave. I dare you to find your love, to find your rainbow. I dare you to wave your freedom flag. I dare you to speak your feelings of pride, of solidarity. I dare you to live who you are for these 49 and for North Carolina, for ourselves, for Orlando, for our children, for Mississippi, for Stonewall, for Selma, for the LGBT community still living afraid in Jamaica, for Kenya, for Uganda, for this country, for all of us living on the entire planet. In order for any of us to heal, we have to fight the fury of those who would rather see us dead. Let us rally against the powers that push against freedom. As we rage, let us also lobby for change. These gun laws and these discrimination laws, let us fight for more spaces where all of our bodies can be safe. Let us push back against these unjust laws that seek to turn back time. In the memory of those nearly 50 dead, I dare you to live even louder than you have been. I dare you to speak even louder, to be even prouder of who you are. Let us lift our collective voices, our spirits. Let us shout out the awesome power of the human heart to choose love, to choose love. I dare you, choose love.
I left the crowd outside. There you go. You've amassed a crowd here. Motherstruck, the show from New York-based actress, writer, and poet Stacey Ann Chin, a great poem that was written today and performed at the vigil at the center in Halsted Street for the victims in Orlando. I want to thank you so much for doing that. That was great, tremendous to be able to be in the room with you. It was an amazing experience. And go see Motherstruck, which is performing at the Greenhouse
Theater
Center, 2257 North Clark. When does it start?
Motherstruck tomorrow.
All right. How about it? Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Very, very excited. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a great conversation. And thank you so much for making space for that poem.